the Bramble Jam Podcast.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love non-seasonal preview shows.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like seasonal
non-seasonal
preview shows.
Hey, I'm Dan, and I despise non-seasonal preview shows, and this is the Deck the Hallmark Podcast.
Thirty percent of our intro we should redo.
Wow.
30%.
30%?
You think it's higher, don't you? Probably higher.
Come on.
There's never been an intro where I've walked away and been like, that was good.
Never.
I think
occasionally it's like a blind squirrel finds a nut situation. Like occasionally
we guys
get
do
one.
Relatively well, but I think most of the time I'm just the blind squirrel.
Yeah.
Running into a dog's mouth.
Yeah. And into a dog's mouth.
Om nom 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 nom
nom nom.
I got a clap.
Hi, I'm Bran, and I love Hallmark movies.
Oh. Yeah. Panda, I'm here.
Is that's that, the squirrel.
That was the clip of
that's a good one.
Panda was drunk, apparently. Yeah.
Good time.
Good time.
We went down.
He kept railing on like Steve Irwin's son for some reason.
Well, in Panda's defense, Steve Irwin's son, Robert, is always like talking like he knows what turtles are thinking.
Yeah.
He's not. He doesn't know. Okay. He's not a turtle.
He does not know what turtles are thinking. I could tell you for a fact that that's not true.
Nobody does.
No one does.
You can't possibly claim you know what turtles are thinking.
I think you can know what turtles are thinking.
What are turtles thinking?
Depends on the turtle.
Situation.
But I would say like the turtle over at Cleveland Zoo.
Yeah.
He's sitting there and he's right now thinking he's pretty happy.
By Cleveland Zoo, do you mean Greenville Zoo? Or do you mean the Cleveland, Ohio Zoo?
Yeah,
both.
Cleveland Zoo.
Both turtles are thinking the exact
same
thing.
You ever spent a day in Greenville?
They're neurally linked.
They're neurally
linked.
Saw them live.
Neurally linked was
neurally
so
linked
good.
Turtles.
They were on point.
It's almost like we have a preview episode.
Guys, we got a preview show, non-seasonal, just a handful of movies that are just kind of out there trying to find a home. And they found a home on Hallmark Channel, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries. Really excited about this. It's May. I think it's only fair if everybody...
It's gonna be May.
Oh my gosh.
Can I be honest with you?
Oh my goodness.
I'm not a big fan of most internet bits, like running jokes. There's something about this one that I really do enjoy.
You like it every time?
Every year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man.
Every year.
If you had to give up one thing, it's going to be May or May the 4th be with you.
May the 4th be with you.
I would give that up as well.
Okay.
To be fair, because I think it's this really dumb made up thing that's somehow worse and more dumb and more made up than it's going to be May.
Panda?
Yeah, I actually agree.
Wow.
Star Wars guy.
I love Star Wars. I think it's great. When I heard May the 4th be with you the first time, I wanted to punch somebody in the face.
Yeah.
It's awful. I think is so profoundly stupid.
Yeah. Wow. Real bad.
Wow. There you go. Mm. So if this is your first preview show with us, basically what we do is I read through the synopsis.
Somebody is like, I'm not listening to those preview episodes. All right, I'll dip my toe in the preview show water.
That's right. I will read a synopsis for a movie, and then we will decide kind of what we're feeling on it by giving it 1 out of 5 somethings.
And is this like Summer of Love?
This is just nothing. These are not any season. Summer starts next month.
June movies are summer movies.
Yes.
But these are just the May Day movies.
These are just
May Day.
So I think maybe like May, April showers, May flowers, maybe.
Ooh, May flowers. So like we have to do
big
ships.
Big boats. Yeah. 1 out of 5 big boats.
Why, hello there, pilgrim.
That's right.
Pilgrim?
Continue.
Hello.
Who are you?
Welcome to the new world.
Can I say
are
really
you a
quick?
Pirate?
Can I stop?
I'm Pilgrim Joe.
Pilgrim Joe. Okay.
Hey, Pilgrim Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Great. Fantastic.
You got anything else?
I like corn cob pipes.
Okay. Can I say this really quick? I went back and I listened, of course, as I do, and I was to last week's show, and I was particularly struck by the beauty and the genius of one take Jake.
One shot Jake? Are you serious right now?
One shot Sally is who I was thinking
one shot
of.
One Sally. Shot yes. Sally, totally.
Is one shot
one
Sally
shot
there?
Sally?
Yes.
Darn, what is your deal, one shot Sally? Because we found out one take Jake. It's not that he does it in one take.
Wait for it. Here comes, and I made it.
Goodbye. So we'll do 1 out of 5 big boats.
1 out of 5 big boats.
We have 2 creams to use that basically...
I can cream a big boat.
You can cream a big boat. And basically what a cream is just an exclamation point. It's kind of like a...
For those of you who are new to our preview episodes.
Yes. I don't know. Would you say it's an exclamation point or is it like a chance?
I think like, the cream is like...
it's a hope and a prayer.
It's like it's, in a round of world you, when you no, when you use a chance.
I think it's a highlighter. It's okay. Like you running a highlighter over the film to go, this has a little bit extra of my attention.
So you could give something to big boats because it doesn't sound good, but like maybe an actor is like calling your name.
Now I've gone 0 in a cream before.
0 in a cream, yep. That's exactly right. Yeah. Is everybody ready to go?
Yes.
Born ready.
We are going to be doing, there's 5 movies total. There's 5 movies total, 3 Hallmark Channel, 2 movies and mysteries. I don't know what to tell you. The movies and mysteries are not mysteries anymore. They're just fun we're randos.
Cover everything now?
Fun flicks.
I guess so.
Fun
I guess.
Flicks.
I guess this I means
love fun flicks.
Funflicks.net.
Don't go there.
No, you shouldn't. Up first, warming up to you. This is with Cindy Busby, Christopher Russell, again, maybe you remember them.
What?
Mm. Yeah.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
I'm saying, among other movies they've been in together. Haven't they been in a few? Haven't they been in a couple more?
They've been in more than that. Yeah.
Warming Up to You is going to be airing on Saturday, May 7th on the Hallmark Channel. Busby from Supernatural is what it says here.
Okay.
Wow. All right. And Christopher Russell from Day of the Dead. I didn't know.
Okay, great. Good for Chris.
Kate, played by Busby, is a fitness instructor who leaves Los Angeles to take a job at her best friend's wellness retreat. To her surprise, A-list actor Rick is assigned by the studio to come and train with her and get ready for his new adventure flick. Not only does the duo make a breakthrough athletically, but they equally break through some personal walls and find an unexpected friendship that is put at risk when Rick's co-star, Liza, who's played by Caitlin Stryker from A Million Little Things, is also sent to train with Kate. Warming Up to You is a Johnson production company. Are we ready?
We're
How
ready.
Many big boats are Isn't you giving this?
Is Chris in a fat suit? Is that what I've heard?
He has a fake tummy for at least part of the movie. Yes. Panda?
I'm going to put this at 2 big boats.
2 big boats.
2 big boats.
What's your thought process there, pal?
So I don't think that the premise is the worst premise I've ever heard, although...
It's close.
It's not great. I cringe at the fat suit stuff. And based off of some of the previews we've seen.
I've not seen any previews, but I've heard all about it.
There's been some scuttle about it being slightly offensive. I don't know.
Some body shaming.
Some body shaming going on.
He walks in with a little tub, basically looking like me, and gets called fat.
Unbelievable.
More or less.
Yes. And so what I would say is... Maybe there's some good moments, action, romance. Yeah, I'm here for it.
Action.
Two boats. He's an action.
Two big
star.
Boats.
He's an action.
I got
star.
You.
2 big boats.
Nope. No cream.
No cream.
Holding
no.
the cream. Dan.
It's a no situation. 0-0 out of the gate.
You're guys, not gonna do a single boat.
We have had Chris Russell and Sidney Busby on this show.
Love them both.
They are wonderful people.
Yeah.
Chris Russell, hysterical, dry humor, wonderful. Sidney Busby, just wonderful. Has been on numerous times with us. Mm-hmm. I can't believe we're doing this. I can't believe this is the movie Hallmark is doing. When they said they would literally put it, like, they're clearly accepting all comers when it comes to ideas for movies now. They're not in this one vein, which is great. They've got a lot of things they're doing. It's awesome. But occasionally, you may say yes to a bad idea. And I think that's what happened here. You just don't put Chris Russell in a fat suit. What
you
is
don't
this?
Put baby in a corner.
You don't put and nobody. Don't nobody put puts Chris in a fat suit. Is exactly what I'm right. saying.
I've been wearing a fat suit for several years now.
It's unbelievable, and you just kind of slowly fluctuated a little bit.
Yeah.
In and out.
Yeah. I wanted to see if anyone would notice. most people, I think, I pull it off well. Most people think I'm That's naturally right. this large.
You're fooling a lot of people.
Yeah.
Awesome.
This is actually the first I'm hearing of this.
This is unbelievable.
This is makes. And you're going to take it off now?
Right now.
No, I think we're keeping it on a little longer. Keep the bit going. Yeah. That's interesting. Now that everyone knows, it's weird to keep it on.
Well, yeah, now. I think it's kind of just become a part of me.
I like that. Yeah. I'm going to go 3.25 boats.
3.25? Do we do a quarter big boat?
You can't quarter a boat.
What is that, a dinghy?
3 big boats and a dinghy for me.
Any creams?
No creams. Okay. I like both of these people together. I think that this is going to be better than Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls, and that's all that I can really hope for in this point in time. I think I'm getting nostalgic. I think that's what it is. I think I'm hearing some of these movies that kind of feel like old Hallmark, and I'm like, seeing the trailers, and I'm like, that feels like the Hallmark I know and love. And I think I kind of got a sweet spot for it. This feels like that, and so I'm going 3 in a dinghy. No creams, but I am intrigued. 3 in a dinghy. I am intrigued and excited for this movie. 3 in a dinghy. Give it to me.
Got it. And for what I understand, we can add on to the big boats with dinghies, clippers, or yachts.
Yes,
is that what I understand? Exactly right. Okay, yes. Great.
But namely creams.
Okay, yeah.
up next, the following week in Hallmark Channel. Oh, Panda, buckle up, pal. We've got Road Trip Romance with Natalie Hall and Corey Sever.
Sever. He's in a bunch of movies we hate.
Natalie Hall from True Blood and Corey Sever.
Rainier Don't Fly with Ashley Williams. Isn't that Corey Sever?
Is that him?
I think it is.
That's got a dinghy. In this case, dinghy's bad. Dinghy's a bad thing.
It is. Corey Sever.
That hurts.
That's a bad dinghy.
He's from
a 3 in a dinghy. Here would be like 2.75.
This is a life raft, right?
This is a life raft. Two big boats, but one of them has a cannon hole in the side of it. And it's sinking.
And the captain is dead.
That's right.
The captain is dead.
Captain's down.
He's from Immortals.
I thought you said he's from Immortus, and I was like, what is that?
Morbius.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We got the good guys in here.
Margot. Gosh, it's such a cute name, isn't it? Little Margot. Sure. Played by Natalie Hall.
I really like the band Margot and the Nuclear So-and-Sos.
It's real?
Yeah.
Good.
That's a real band name.
Why wouldn't it be?
No, that's fair. Margot loves her sister Blair, played by Julia Borsellino from On the Basis of SEX.
On the Basis of SEX.
Oh, man, you butchered her name but wouldn't say the word sex, huh?
We're Brian Crew kids in the room.
You think these kids can't spell?
If they can't. Now they can, because you said it.
They're going to be like, I always wondered what SEX meant.
Oh, my gosh.
When I was watching The Lion King and the stars fell.
Oh, my gosh.
So true.
Yeah, we right up there? What's up with those guys? Margot loves her sister, Blair, who is getting married in 3 days in Wichita. As the maid of honor, Margot needs to be there at the bachelorette party. No, duh. The rehearsal dinner. And the big event. But her trip hits a disastrous parade of events. Traveling with her is Alden, who's played by Sever, who was a constant thorn in her side in high school when they competed in everything from debate club to pep squad. Alden needs to get to Wichita for his dad's retirement celebration. Traveling together, they slowly realize how much they have in common and how high school rivalry masks a strong mutual attraction. Meanwhile, in Wichita, Blair goes through the steps of preparing for marriage without her sister there to act as maid of honor. I guess she gets held up at some point. Blair's friend, Della, played by Elena Dunkelman from Ready or Not, steps in and increasingly falls in love with the idea of being maid of honor for real. Will Megan and Alden make it to Wichita in time? Will Della be willing to step aside, take the journey, and find out?
No.
Road Trip Romance is from Johnson Production Group. They're crushing it this month.
Johnson, you know what happened here is in May, they're like, man, we only have enough summer movies for June.
Call Timothy Johnson.
Where's the Johnson production group movies at? Oh, over there? Just throw them on. One of them's got a fat suit in it? Are we going to... Throw it on. Throw it on anyway. Go ahead.
I like the Johnson people. They're good to us. They are.
Okay,
they
great.
Are.
No, you guys do a great job.
Johnson's been great people.
Great people.
Really great.
More fat suits. I say more fat
More fat suits, actually. The Panda's still where it is. That's why. They said Johnson sent it to him. Panda, what do you got out of the big boats?
Five big boats.
Yeah.
A clipper.
Oh.
And two
You can
creams.
Add to five, huh? Five's not the top?
Two creams?
No, just one cream.
Yeah. Okay.
You can't empty that barrel out. You got to keep a cream in the tank.
Yeah, keep a cream in the tank. Cream in the cannon. Yeah. And that's what we're going to do. Yeah.
You can't empty the cream crate.
You really can't. You shouldn't. I would also say we said five big boats, clipper, dinghy, and one cream.
Okay.
Pretty excited.
Fair enough. You love a good road trip, mainly.
I love a good road trip.
This sounds like a road trip plus shenanigans.
My problem, I will say, and this is the only reason why I'm maybe not doing double clipper, is that...
this is the thing that stopped him from double clipper, right?
Because I was actually wondering, why doesn't he double clipper?
I thought
clipper?
For sure. I was like, this is a classic five double clip situation.
Yeah, no, I understand why most people would think that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It sounds like they're going to be spending an inordinate amount of time focusing on the actual wedding. And that does not excite me.
Yeah, fair enough.
So just five and a clipper.
The Wedding Veil movies have really made us gun-shy when it comes to weddings.
Yes. No, that's more than fair.
I have a friend of mine who is getting ready to be married, and I don't like that.
Yeah, you're getting a little shaky.
But it has nothing to do with them. They're going to be a great couple. I just don't like weddings anymore.
They are a great couple. They're going to be a great married.
Great married couple.
Yeah, I got you. Okay.
Yeah, you get it.
It's not an arranged marriage.
Well.
Okay.
No, right, it's great. Not.
Dan, what do you think, buddy?
I was thinking about the fact that I don't think there is a leading lady, a discrepancy bigger than Natalie Hall between the leading lady that we like in the movies that she's in. Because, like, we really, really like her.
I do really like her. She's great.
You know, Fit for a Prince and Baking Me Crazy, not great movies, but we feel like she elevated them.
Faults on both accounts, but... Anyway, and also, she was in the Lifetime movie with the same guy for Fit for a Prince. Love that.
So...
I'm a Hall stan.
Yeah.
Hey, now, Natalie you're Hall a Hall
fan.
Star.
Natalie Hall fan. Corey Sevier's still got to win me over. Give me one big boat. Save my creams.
Saving your creams.
Yeah.
You're
going right to
really
right
regret
back
that long term.
You think I'm going to regret it long term?
I know you're going to regret that long term.
If I would regret it, wouldn't it be short term? Like right now is when I'll...
No. I think on your deathbed, you're going to look up at me.
Should have put the cream
And you're going to say, I think I should.
I'm going to look up, you're going to be there at my deathbed. Uh-huh. Man, you're going to live to be like 200.
I've been taking my vitamins. I know that.
Got those goalie gummies. Promo code DECK at checkout. It's not. You can't get a discount. We're the only people in America not shilling goalie gummies.
Which is a real shame because I would take them.
Although we did have Care of as a sponsor.
Care of.
I wonder if that first promo code still works.
Yeah, I doubt it.
And give it a shot. I'm going to go four and I'm going to cream it.
Wow.
I'm very excited about this movie. I also like road trips. I also like Natalie Hall. You know, they know each other, which is always a fun little thing. The high school rivals. I do love the rival to romance bit. Four and a cream. Final answer.
Lock it in.
We're going to take a quick break. One break today, everybody. One break. And we'll be right back here on Dr. Schmallmark. Got him.
That guy who did the joke, that was, from what I understand, Tracy's in my ear, is one break, Jake.
Yeah.
And whenever we do one break, we have him come on and do a terrible joke as we go to break.
No, he's great. I love
him. He is unbelievable.
Up next, we're going to Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, everybody. The newest Hallmark contractor.
You want to try it again, big guy?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
She has a contract now.
Yeah, the newest Hallmark
signee.
Hall star with a long-term contract with Hallmark.
That's the longest possible way.
Contracteer's not a real word.
The amazing contracteer.
Amy Teagarden, for those of you at home. Amy Teagarden.
Taylor, you mean.
Right. And Gil O'Grady.
I can't be right.
Gillo?
Gail O'Grady. Okay.
You said Gil O'Grady. Like G-I-L-L-O.
It's Gail O'Grady.
Gillo.
It's Gail O'Grady.
My name's Gillo.
Gallo. Amy T. Garden from My Family Christmas Tree, and The Rookie, and for some reason they don't mention Friday Night Lights. Gail O'Grady from Criminal Mind and Revenge, and Andrew Zakhar from Eight Gifts of Hanukkah, and Chandler Massey from Next Stop Christmas and Days of Our Lives. Man, this is a mega hit. Here we go. Andy Hodges, played by Teagarden, is an accomplished young cardiologist who has great passion for the patients that she treats and prides herself on giving them the best care. Okay, so like most in the healthcare. But
is there anybody who's like, yeah, my patients get adequate care?
Kick rocks.
Moderate.
But the accidental death of Henry, played by Massey, a young patient of Andy's with an intellectual disability.
Oh.
Sheesh. Leaves her shaken and doubting her ability as a doctor. As she grapples with this loss, a confrontation with Henry's angry mother, Gladys, played by O'Grady.
Gillo?
Played by O'Grady.
O'Grady. Gillo O'Grady.
Problem is her name in the movie is
O'Grady.
Problem is that her name in the movie has an L too. Gladys. Gladys, played by O'Grady. There it is. Adds to her despair and leads her to further question her professional future. With a malpractice lawsuit looming and potential sanctions from the National Review Board,
what are we doing?
Andy begins to rethink her loving relationship with Patrick, played by Zakhar, who has been understanding and supportive of her. But as Andy and Gladys learn to overcome their sorrow through forgiveness, they learn that acceptance leads to hope. That last sentence sounds like it was a
Hallmark card first.
It sounds like, so what is it when you fill in the words with
Mad Lib?
So yes.
He learns that
blank. But as Andy and Gladys learn to overcome their sorrow through forgiveness, they learn that acceptance leads to hope. What do we think, boys?
That's on Movies and Mysteries. Please tell me.
Yes, Movies and Mysteries.
Yeah, that is, boy, that is some deep waters there.
You love the sads, Panda. What do you got?
That's zero for you, isn't it, buddy?
I mean,
unless the sads are good.
I like Amy Teagarden.
The cast sounds wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cast sounds good. It's probably going to be good. It's probably not going to be one I want to watch again after I see it. One and a motorboat.
Motorboat.
You say motorboats? That's how you pay for things. You can't put that on as a rating. That'd be like one and a quarter cents the coin. You can't do that.
You can.
You cannot.
Okay. Yes, motorboats.
I'll bet you 10 motorboats.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
You don't.
I'm gonna go a clipper and a cream.
You've got to have a boat.
No, I can't. It's not worth a full boat. It sounds.
Then it's a zero.
It sounds miserable. And I don't want to watch it, but the cast sounds wonderful.
So is that one?
It's a clipper and let's call it a half a boat and a cream.
Making a clipper a half is being generous.
It is. It's more like a third, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Dinghy's like a tenth.
Yes.
Was a yacht a half?
Yacht's 75.
All right, what?
Yacht's 75.
75 what?
0.75, three quarters.
All right, three quarters.
So what's a half?
You there don't have no a half.
There's no half. So there's no half
cream.
Boat.
Stand by it. Clipper
there's no half boat.
Clipper and a cream.
There's no half boat.
There is no half boat.
You're either there or you're not. Yeah, I don't know. You guys know where I'm at. This is probably going to be the best movie of the year, and I'm going to hate every second of it. It's going to be just a real downer and a turd for me. I do love Teagarden. You guys know that about me. I've been a Teagarden stan since before the days of old. And so I'm like, I go into this tepid. I go in there with the, you know, maybe an early morning before the water gets awoken. And I kind of look out. I go out on my boat. And I look out and I see what I see. And I'm like, today could be a good day.
Before the water gets awoken.
Yeah. Today could be a good day.
You think water wakes up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You don't see storms during night.
Never. Have you ever heard of, like, I don't know, a metaphor, you nerd? So I'm going to go two big boats, and I'm also going to cream this one.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think this is the cream-worthy one.
Good answer.
Because I do expect to hate it because of how sad that it is, but I do also expect for it to be great. So I don't know what to do with that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm highlighting it.
Before the water gets awakened.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Awoken. Up next, we have Romance to the Rescue, which it's about dogs. It's a dog. It's a tale of love. So this is May 21st. This is Hallmark Channel, everybody. This was with Andrea Brooks. We love her.
Oh, she's wonderful. Is she the lead?
Yeah.
Good for her.
And Marcus Rosner.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know him.
We may see him around.
Maybe.
Who knows?
Or him Brandt. Or Brandt.
Yeah.
And Nathan
O'Houlihan.
So Andrea Brooks from When Calls the Heart.
What's his name? Nathan?
Nathan Wattay.
Wattay. Okay.
She's from When Calls the Heart and Supergirl. Marcus Rosner from Unreal and Valentine in the Vineyard. And Nathan Wattay from Cut, Color, Murder. And Superman and Lois. Sorry, guys. What? Sorry.
Superman and the Lewis Lois. Superman and the Lewis Lois.
All right, guys.
I'm the Lewis Lois.
Is that Bert? Is that Ply? No, it's Lewis Lois.
You're Lewis Lois.
Yeah, it's me.
You do your own intro. I love it. You sound a little bit like One Take Jake.
We're related.
Yeah, thought you might
Can be. Can I ask you this? Do you have a parachute?
Oh, you can't get him.
That's right. At least you're consistent.
Point made. Kyra, played by Brooks, is a golden Oreo. Here we go.
a golden Oreo? What are you doing right now? Glady. Gladys Glady. Golden Oreo.
Gillow Willow.
I'm Brandon. I read things sometimes. You want to take a few plays off, buddy?
No, I don't, actually. Okay. I think I'm crushing it. Kyra, played by Brooks, is goal-oriented in all aspects of her life and is a golden Oreo. From professional to personal. When she meets Trevor, played by Wattay, the new manager at the grocery store where Kyra works, he seems to check off all the boxes when it comes to what she's looking for in love. When her well-meaning coworker and friend Mark, played by Benjamin Charles Watson from Designated Survivor, tells dog-loving Trevor that Kyra has an agility-trained dog, she plays along. What?
You lost me at Golden Oreo. Okay. I stopped listening.
I still don't get it.
He's lying about having a dog.
About her having a dog. Because he's telling that guy that she has an agility trained dog.
Mm, so now they're in hijinks together?
I guess. But when Trevor tells her he is faced with a canine quandary.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, sorry. I skipped a line. Okay. But when Trevor tells her that he can't wait to see Kyra's... here we go.
Buddy.
But when Trevor tells her... Hold on, guys. Shove off. I got this.
You could make a best of clip show of just this episode of him reading.
Yep. But when Trevor tells her that he can't wait to see Kyra enter her dog in an upcoming agility contest the store is sponsoring, Kyra is faced with a canine quandary. She quickly adopts an adorable dog named Sam, who's played by Nova.
Okay, good.
What's Nova Bennett?
We don't get that.
Earbuds, maybe?
Don't you? From a local shelter, but it soon's become clear that
it soon's become? It soon's become clear? Dude, it is just basic subject verb stuff at this point.
I'm getting in my own head. I'm in a canine quandary. All right.
Woo! We're
So she quickly adopts an adorable dog named Sam from a local shelter, but it soon becomes clear that she needs help on the training front. Although he's hesitant at first, Kyra convinces Kevin, played by Rosner, the head of the shelter, to put his training skills to use and help her get Sam competition ready. As the two spend time together, not only does Sam begin to flourish at agility, but Kyra and Kevin start to fall for each other. But when Kevin learns why Kyra adopted Sam and needed to train him in a hurry, their budding romance hits a new obstacle that may throw them off course. Panda?
Nailed it.
Yeah. Whoa. Guys, this is actually, and this is going to come as a big surprise to everybody involved today.
Johnson?
Is a Johnson Production Group company.
Unbelievable. Oh, wow, that's shocking.
So everything on the Hallmark Channel is Johnson?
Not movies and mysteries. Everything on Hallmark
Channel. Hallmark Channel is Johnson.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going two. Just two.
Just two big boats.
Two big boats.
Got it.
Dan.
Based upon brand synopsis, I don't know what's happening. What I understand is someone has lied on her behalf about how good of a trained dog she has for tricks. And so she gets a dog at the rescue just to put this poor rescue dog through the paces with the help of rescue owner Marcus Rosner.
Accurate.
It sounds like
sounds bad.
Like a fat suit movie for dogs. It's a no for me. It's a zero. Big fat zero across the board. Sorry. So I guess I'm creaming the last one. Hope it's good.
Yeah, you're going to want to cream that last one. I'm on three. I don't know. Call me crazy.
Soon's become.
Pretty excited about this one. Call me crazy. I'm a Johnson head through and through. You guys know that about me.
That's true.
And I'm pretty thrilled to give this one a view. Three. And maybe even throw in a dinghy.
What?
I know.
Wow.
Three and a dinghy.
Last but not least, it's the movie I don't have a press release for, so I have just a short little synopsis for this one, which is good for me, bad for everybody else.
I have one cream.
It is Rip in Time.
Yep.
Yep.
Starring Tori DeVito.
Okay.
And
stop reading.
Kind of like a sickly Niall Mayer. Does he look sickly to you there?
He does look like he's been through some stuff.
He does not look well.
So when organic farmer Sarah meets a man who claims to be from 1787 named Rip Van Winkle Jr., she soon discovers old-fashioned romantic feelings that might be just as crazy as his story.
So he shows up to present day.
Yes.
She doesn't go back in time.
No, that's not what it seems. What's that
movie with the Hugh Jackman and the thing?
Greatest Showman.
No, no, no. Kate Leopold.
This is the greatest show going. I'm Rip Van Winkle Jr.
Kate and Leopold, Meg Ryan.
Come alive. Come alive. I'm going to time travel. Be Rip Van Winkle Jr. Panda, what are you thinking, pal?
Oh, yeah. This is a four.
Woo!
And a dinghy.
Woo!
And a cream.
One big boat and a cream.
That's it.
A big boat because we don't know anything, and a cream for the time thing.
Five big boats. If I had a cream, I would.
But you did.
Five big boats and a yacht.
Wow.
No one's brought a yacht. I brought a yacht. So
you brought a yacht?
I brought a yacht. We did it, everybody.
Hey.
May's movies.
Preview show.
Next time we do this, guys, it's going to be Summer Nights, June edition.
Exciting.
Summer Nights, June edition.
Yeah, they do Summer Nights, June, and they do Summer Nights, August.
Summer
Nights, we stay up. Yeah, you just go quicker. That's all you do. You got caught in the ochres there. What if we have all the August movies before the end of May? Could we just do them all at once?
No, that's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because it just won't happen.
Okay.
We got a whole Christmas in July in between.
I know, but if, say we had
them. No, we won't have them.
If we did.
We won't.
Why not?
Because we don't.
If we did.
But even if we did, we wouldn't have enough information to go on.
Information?
Information.
You're not even reading. Talking is hard. Information to go on.
What I'm saying is, like, the further we go away, the less press releases we have, therefore less information.
We got time for a quick take. Jake, what do you got? Just real quick. Lead us out.
All right. There should be less submarines in the ocean because they're destroying it.
Okay, that is a take.
Fair enough.
Fair enough. Glad we
did.
Do
we still have a lot of submarines in the ocean?
How many do we got? Clearly, Jake thinks so.
How many do we have, Jake?
Oh, millions.
We have millions of submarines.
I don't know. The thing about One Take Jake is I'm not sure that we can actually fact check him quickly. So yeah, I got nothing there, Jake.
Are in the ocean. How many submarines? Approximately. How many submarines are in the ocean? 100 plus. So
thanks, Jake.
Thank you, Jake. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with more goods. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmarks of Bramble Jam podcast. It's presented by Philo TV. It's produced by Brandon Gray and recorded live in Greenville, South Carolina. Set decor is by Plum at Haywood Mall. For more information on Deck the Hallmark, you can go to deckthehallmark.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast Network, you can go to bramblejampodcast.com.
You're about to hear some ads that help keep the lights on here at the studio. Feel free to listen. Feel free to turn it off, whatever you want to. But either way, thanks so much for your support.